This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Abortion is banned or restricted in much of the South. Now, in North Carolina,
protesters chanted from the gallery Tuesday night as North Carolina's Republican-controlled General Assembly successfully overrode the Democratic governor's veto of legislation banning most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. It will become the law in North Carolina. It's a major victory for Republicans like State Representative Kristen Baker.
I am proud to support Senate Bill 20.
The GOP needed every member on board to get the 3/5 majority, including Tricia Cotham, who in early April switched from the Democratic Party. The law takes effect July 1st and contains exceptions for rape and incest up to 20 weeks, life-limiting fetal anomalies, and to protect the life of the mother. I'm Jennifer King.
So what would happen to you if the nation defaults on its debt? President Biden says, don't worry, it isn't going to happen. He said this yesterday.
There was an overwhelming consensus, I think, in today's meeting, the congressional leaders, that defaulting on the debt is simply not an option. Our economy would fall into recession. It would devastate retirement accounts, increase borrowing costs. And according to Moody's, nearly 8 million Americans would lose their jobs and their international reputation would be damaged in the extreme if we were to let that happen.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says a deal is still possible by the end of the week.
But we've got a lot of work to do in a short amount of time.
Ford is recalling some trucks because the driver's front airbag may not inflate in a crash. These are some 2016 Super Duty trucks, F-250, F-350, F-450, and F-550. Will Elon Musk step down as Tesla's CEO? There's talk. A shareholder at the company's annual meeting asked him to say it ain't so, and he said, it ain't so, dismissing the speculation that he might leave. Elon Musk, Tesla CEO. This is AP News. There's a battle over Taco Tuesday.
There is a trademark tiff over Taco Tuesday. Taco Bell says it wants to liberate Taco Tuesday for all. It is asking the Patent and Trademark Office to force Wyoming-based Taco John's to abandon its longstanding claim to the trademark Taco Tuesday. In the filing, Taco Bell says to deprive anyone of saying Taco Tuesday, be it Taco Bell or anyone who provides tacos to the world, is like depriving the world of sunshine itself. Taco John's has about 370 locations in 23 mainly Midwestern and Western states. It has strongly enforced Taco Tuesday as its trademark, sending a letter to a brewery just 5 blocks from its corporate headquarters warning it to stop using Taco Tuesday to promote a taco truck parked outside on Tuesdays. I'm Ed Donahue.
They had to stop the trains on a line of Mexico City subway system after a chicken got loose on the tracks. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.